This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.
Welcome back. Halftime of the Huskers homecoming game today against the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. And as we do each and every week, a chance to sit down with Nebraska President Hank Bounds. It's certainly been an interesting week, and I know a hard week for you.
Greg, it has been a hard week. It's been a challenging week. And as listeners know, the university ended 80 Sean Eichhorst employment on Thursday. And, I think it's important for me to say how much I appreciate Sean's good work. He was incredibly focused on students. He made many positive improvements in the department. So, whether you're talking about fiscal responsibilities or the student-athlete experience or building life skills, improving academic involvement, all of those things were fantastic. But at the end of the day, as I mentioned earlier this week, we have to compete, and we have to compete in everything. Our student athletes obviously deserve leadership that results in the highest level of competitiveness. Our fans are clearly the best fans in the nation. They're passionate, and with that great passion comes a real level of accountability, and they want us to win. They want us to compete, and so in the coming days, we'll be naming an interim AD. We've already started a national search for a permanent AD, and we'll expect that this new leader will uphold the Husker Athletics commitment to our student athletes, to ensure that the department is well run, and to bring a new level of competitiveness in all of Husker Athletics that our fans want and desire and frankly, we need to deliver.
What are your thoughts about the athletic department moving forward?
I think our main focus is the last couple of days has been on supporting our student athletes. I want to encourage everybody to support our coaches and our players. And any time there is change, regardless of what level that change it, where it is, it brings uncertainty. And I just don't think I can be strong enough in my comments around the need for all of us who love this university to get behind our student athletes, support them. And then second, we ought to all have hold ourselves to the highest standards of competing in every game. There's no question that we all want to win. But competing going forward will be required at the really highest level.
In your viewpoint, how does the university compete in these areas?
So, we should be, when I think about competing, I think about competing in all of our sports. Lots of folks turn directly to football, and clearly, when Memorial Stadium becomes the third largest city in the state a few Saturdays in the fall, it shows the passion and it shows how much people are interested in football. But when we talk about competing, I'm talking about all sports. But I'm also talking about competing academically and in research and in innovation that changes lives and makes this place of, this community, this state, this nation a better and safer place to live.
Let's expound on that a little bit more, your viewpoint about the way the university system-wide competes in those areas.
Yeah, so, when it comes to Husker athletics, it's on a set by the leader, and the new leader will play a huge role in that. They'll need to put our teams in a position to perform, but they'll also have to uphold outstanding academic achievement. When it comes to academics, we also need to win. We need to show leadership in key areas of importance that Nebraska and our nation and our world need. And I'm really pleased to be able to say that we are absolutely competing in those spaces. We're growing our enrollment. We're growing our research. And so maybe I could just talk about a couple of areas where I think we're really competing. I'll start with water for food. I can't think of a more urgent global challenge. And so just a few short facts. The world's population is going to grow from about 7.2 billion people today to about 9.6 billion in the next 25 years. The demand for food will double. We'll have to feed all of these people with the same amount of land, with less water and natural resources than we have today. And then when you already consider the fact that about 925 million people across the world do not have enough to eat, and about 1 billion people don't have enough
Chesler, Ronnie Green, and Jane Green, Steve Ford of Pepsi, Jelly Zabrowski, executive.
That will directly impact the world that we leave to our children and to our grandchildren. And so the world needs someone to lead that conversation about water. In my view, the University of Nebraska is at the head of the table when it comes to creating a global, creating a more secure world in terms of food and water.
It's something that truly changes lives, isn't it?
No question. And you know, at the end of the day, that's part of our role in being the people's university. And so when you think about how we're changing lives in this state, cancer research immediately sort of top of mind. 1 in 2 Nebraskans will be diagnosed with cancer over the course of their lifetime. Think about that. 1 in 2. Cancer is currently the leading cause of death in Nebraska. The work being done at the Buffett Cancer Center at UNMC will touch the lives of every person in Nebraska. Cancer is a disease that affects each and every one of us, even if we aren't diagnosed. And so when people think about the best cancer research and care in the nation, they'll think of places like the Mayo Clinic and MD Anderson and other top-notch institutions, but the Buffett Cancer Center will be named among the best that are competing to find a cure to this awful disease.
Well, Hank, there are certainly some good things going on at the university. Any last thoughts for our listeners as we wrap up?
Well, you know, I think it's important to note that the university has amazing momentum right now. We're thriving despite the challenges that we are facing. We've dealt with cuts in a way that is allowing to continue our momentum to grow and to win in academics and in athletics. And this university is and will remain hyper-focused on the future and where we're headed.
Fantastic. Great to chat with you. Let's get this win under our belt. We'll see you at Illinois next week.
Sounds good. Go Big Red.
Nick Bounds with us here at Halftime. More coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.